unknown, or is that there?
The call is strictly unknown. For anybody I was good. Calling you, I don't want any publicity on it at all. It's just the on it at all. It's just a matter
good.
Of being you and I, and the man's attorneys know that I'm calling you, and that's all.
Right. Okay, good, Governor. I'll talk to you Monday or Tuesday, but it's your feeling that we ought to commute him to life?
My personal feeling that you ought to commute his sentence to life.
Yeah.
I greatly appreciate it if it could be done, but it's your judgment to make, I know.
Right. Okay, Governor, I'll call you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. I'm glad to talk to you. How are you doing otherwise?
Oh, I've got a million problems here in Iowa, but I really think things are looking fairly good out here as far as your own position is concerned.
Well, I must say, you were you and Frank Morrison, I don't know how you did it, having some experience with Iowa. I couldn't believe it when I saw the results of that election.
I've got a real battle, but I think we could make some progress here. I'd like to talk to you about it sometime later and see what we think we can do next year here.
Good, Governor. Thanks a lot, and I'll be in touch with you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
President.
Okay.
Oh, Jack?
Yeah, how'd you think Newsweek was to you?
Oh, well, I thought it was all right. They didn't say anything very new, did they?
No, but I thought it was fine. I thought it was
did
good.
You?
Especially if you read Time magazine. Have you read them yet?
Yeah, God, that's mean.
Yeah. I saw Harry Luce today.
Had you seen Time at the time you saw him?
Yeah.
Did you say anything?
Oh, I gave it to him for 45 minutes. He says, well, I've been out in Phoenix. Doesn't seem that bad to me. I said, well, listen, bad to me.
I thought they were best. They really went out of their way on that damn thing, didn't they?
But isn't that peculiar? You see, it shows that this. He's really losing his grip. He's here, he's in to see me to ask me to come up to that dinner, you know.
Yeah.
And he's coming in the morning, he comes in, you'd think they'd at least give me... If he'd given me a soft soap, it would have been much more difficult.
What did you say to him?
Well, I left it with him in the morning, sort of, let's get a few good ones out of you. But then I decided, you know, and I said, I'll let you know later if I can come. But I just thought I don't want to leave it in doubt, because he will write a couple of good ones. And then I'd have to go, and I think the Newsweek and Graham and everybody would think that was a... And in addition, I think probably for me to be up there for Time after what has obviously been, would really look like a...
We wrote out the mistakes they made on, just on the one thing, which was on the Cuban prisoners, and just incredible. I mean, how many, they just don't make an effort, do they?
No, it's, you know, it's a real, I mean, they're just mean as hell up there, but I don't think he registers on it or something.
He doesn't see it.
Registers on it. No, you know, they're awfully fair during, they were good in the campaign, and that was because Furbringer is the real. He's the son of a bitch up there. And he was out in the campaign. They're pretty good. So, I mean, I don't think Luce is hostile. I think he just, you know, he hasn't got any sensitivity. He doesn't probably like the thing much anyway, but he hasn't got any sensitivity. He didn't seem to think this was bad, even though there were five letters to the editor that all stuck. So, anyway, I thought I'd just write it and tell him I didn't think I'd go.
Was he jolly?
Oh, yeah, he's very agreeable, very pleasant.
What I called you about is this damn school construction.
Yeah.
You know, for these schools down and these bases.
Yeah.
Had you wanted the schools to be put up?
No, I haven't really given this matter any thought at all.
Yeah.
I
they understood over at HEW. You know, Rivikoff announced it last March, and as I understood it, you weren't exactly happy about that.
Well, I didn't know what, that's right.
And then they, and it's quite ridiculous, actually, but then they announced back in January, because they understood from Ted Sarnes you wanted to announce, but they were going to put two more schools out, and they've announced six. But for instance, Fort McClellan, they're going to erect a school for, well, no, here's one, Fort Rucker. Grades 1 to 6, 892 on-base children, a total of 14 Negro children, and the estimated cost is $742,000.
Just because of the 14?
Yeah. Fort Stewart's 23 children, it's $297,000.
Yeah.
Robbins Air Force Base is 8 Negro children, $594,000. Fort Jackson, 18 children, $234,000.
Fort Jackson,
South Carolina. Myrtle Beach Air Force.
What is your suggestion?
Well, and then they're going to put two more, so it's 8. It's going to cost about $3 million. We've got a court case, you see, at the present time.
Yeah.
Which probably won't be resolved for another year, or a year and a, or maybe 2 years before it perhaps goes to the Supreme Court, which will resolve all of these matters. What they will do by spending for these eight places, they'll spend about $3 million, and they'll get maybe an extra year for about 50 or 60 children,
yeah,
in Negro children. Well, they've been gone all this long period of time. Just seems like a hell of a lot of money. Now,
well, the problem is a political problem, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, having made the announcement.
Yeah. But, you know, it was Roy Wilkins criticized the way H.E.W.
Yeah.
did it.
Well,
there.
Now, can we see what...
What we should have done is just left it with the
right.
legal case. I don't
that's
know how we got beyond that.
Well, that's what was a mistake,
yeah,
which was made at the end of January. Yeah. But I've told them over there, let's make sure we have coordination on these damn things. Well, can we leave it if you don't have any strong feeling about it?
I want to talk to Ted Sorensen because he's been working on it.
All right.
Let's may find out because he may know some of the problems that I don't know on it.
Well, what I'd like to do is to see if I could work something out, and which will be satisfactory to everybody. Maybe it's not possible, but they...
Well, maybe...
Celebrezze thought that you had been personally interested, so I want to...
No, I'm not. I don't care. It's just really a question of trying to deal with a political problem.
Well, whatever we do, we'll talk to Ted first.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
I'll talk, right. Hello.
Fred Martin.
Oh, Fred. On the Latin American, those six presidents going to issue some statement on Cuba before we get there?
Not to my knowledge.
Well, there was some talk about that, on the idea that they would say something so that it wouldn't look like we had dragooned them into it. On the other hand, given the disposition of one or two of them, we don't want them to look like they're sort of challenging me to come up with something. We
right.
wouldn't want that interpretation to be given to it.
We'll double-check it. I think I haven't heard anything. Mr. Collins is just back this morning from down there and did not mention this, but
yeah,
I'll double-check it.
Wait a second. Yes, yes. Well, now, Henry Remont told it to Pierre. I know they're getting there the day before. Now, there was some talk
yes.
with the foreign minister of Costa Rica, so that at that time we didn't want to make it look like we had pushed them into it. But now that I think about it, it may look a little like they're sort of challenging.
Yeah. No, we're planning to have a meeting with them on Sunday with respect to the communique, but I know of nothing they're planning to put out, but we'll double-check it.
Oh, yeah.
I do think it would look like they're challenging us.
Okay. Well, now, are we going to have it? When will we meet again on Costa Rica?
We are meeting with the secretary tomorrow with a talking paper for you. It's just
okay.
what you say at the meeting, and we ought to meet again, say, Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay. Can you check this matter then
yes,
and see
I will.
If there's anything to that?
I'll let you
okay,
know.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
Is it closed or open?
I believe it's a closed session.
What are they going to ask you about? This supposed remark on Friday?
Yes, they want you to bring the transcript of, we keep a transcript of the remarks of the...
What exactly did you say?
Well, I haven't got it in front of me. I didn't question their fairness at any time, so I've answered it tonight. I said, we've been pressured day after day for some comment on the hearing, and I have refrained until last Friday when, during that period, at the end of last week, when the thing got worse and worse, Bob and the rest, we thought we'd go ahead and make some response for a change.
Yeah.
So they were asking, the question began by asking if I had any comment to make about the inaccuracies, and it was some conversation. In the course of it, I made no reference to any senator's personal fairness at all. I did say that it was unlikely where state interest was involved
yeah.
that we would get a judicial rendering, because the Senate hearings, the House hearings, are not judicial procedures, and I've never heard anybody who said they were.
Yeah.
If they were, they couldn't see some of the great things they've done.
Yeah, all right. Balls, but go ahead. So then what are you going to say?
Well, that's what I said there at the...
Yeah.
And that I did say that reading... My point is that all I did was to read from the transcript. I do have a news clipping from the Chicago Daily News, which I'm texting with me. They asked me what it's based on, and which committee investigators are expressed... are quoted in the direct that they've made up their mind that this was a bad decision, and the quotation, the committee investigator who said that what McNamara did means that if the Russians took the other plane, the one he turned down, and they would shoot down all the American planes that he selected.
Yeah.
This is a direct quote.
I wouldn't eat too much crow for those bastards.
Well, I didn't want to. Bob was insistent. I didn't have a chance to talk to him, but he left directions that I could write a letter this afternoon. I wrote it to sort of, if you read it, it's a pretty equivocal letter. I didn't say that I was apologized to him. I said I was sorry if somebody interpreted me more.
Yeah.
And I don't believe I should myself, and I haven't really any intention of doing that.
Yeah. And then what did
I see where I should back water on it. I know.
Yeah, I would just say I don't think we've had a chance to express our case.
I'm going to just say that both the Deputy Secretary of Defense and the Secretary in his letter today that the thing has been fragmentary, confused, that our side has not been brought out, and wrote a couple of these stories, and which make it look very bad, which the stories are attributed to committee sources.
Okay, that's fine.
But,
okay, that'll be closed, though, won't it? Then they'll come out and say...
The transcript will be made available.
Yeah.
The transcript, because there won't be anything classified.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
All right?
Righto. Fine enough. Okay. Kind of thing of Mortimer's. And I don't know whether what it's doing to us, but there seems to be an awful lot of... That was all they talked about at the legislative breakfast this morning.
Was it? Well, I don't even know what they're talking about.
Well, they're, you know, complaining about the way the Internal Revenue has been handling this in such a way that... You know, we're having a fight with every hotel, restaurant, businessman around. Now, I don't know whether this was pretty strong this morning.
Well, the real thing that's happened, Mr. President, is that it's somewhat complex. What's happened is they haven't put out any rules yet, and there's a lot of pressure on them to put the rules out. They'll be coming out preliminarily in about 2 weeks and then have hearings on them after that.
Oh, didn't they do that? What did they put out in December?
Oh, that was just accounting procedures, and I think they've now, that's settled down and was reasonably well accepted.
Well, don't they have this business about the $25 and after that you have to give the...
That's part of the accounting procedure, yes, that part. But generally that hasn't, as far as we've seen, caused as much trouble as... whether certain parts of meals are deductible, whether you can take a wife, and all that sort of thing, which there hasn't been any rule on.
Well, we ought to...
One of the problems with that, that's why I say it's complex, is that the laws that existed prior to last year is far stricter than probably a lot of people realized, though. And so we're trying to divide this thing strictly into... What was last year's law, which isn't very bad, and then in the...
Well, the only trouble is we're going to get all... We got all... All this has come sort of on us. I don't know how much money we're going to collect as a result of all this and whether it's worth the heat that these people are able to put on.
It's coming from New York. I know that. They've... restaurants, hotels, and everything are doing awful well in Florida, for instance, but in New York,
they're down.
There's a lot of noise about it. The big ones, you know, 21.
Switch yours and those things.
Yeah.
How much are they down? Do we know?
21 said they're down about 10%.
Yeah.
And but I think a thing like Four Caesars may be down twice as much.
Yeah.
20%.
Yeah.
They're kicking them. But their problem is largely that they're complaining they don't know what they can do, and we think they can do a lot more than the people think. That general. Scaredness of this is more than the actual...
Well, now, would you, whatever we're going to do, would you let me know over here so we can take a look at it? Because I think there's no sense in getting into...
Oh, we don't want to... We've been trying awfully hard to avoid that, and we'll...
But I think we...